my guy, our guy, Southside Jake. Are you smarter than a plumber? Jake, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. How are you? I could see they actually did leave Crowley in Ireland. That's a good move by everyone.
Tremendous,
so
right?
Now we don't have to deal with them.
Callis is very happy. Crowley will be back tomorrow, we think. Callis is hoping he isn't going to be back. But, yeah, Crowley, he had a good time in Ireland. He joined us yesterday, and he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, poor guy. But, yeah, every good thing must come to an end. So, yeah, he's back. Let's go. You know what I mean. But,
yeah.
We'll all right, let's get down to the questions here. This is what we're here for. Obviously, me versus you versus Callis, I guess.
Let's get it.
That's the team today.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. All right, first question. Here we go. What dual threat quarterback has the most rushing touchdowns? A, Michael Vick. B, Cam Newton. C, Randall Cunningham. D, Josh Allen.
I mean,
this is obviously career. You know,
the Bills have relied on Josh Allen a lot in recent years.
They have.
But has he rushed that much?
Man. I feel like this is a trick question.
What's option B? What's that second option?
Yeah, what was B?
Okay, A,
Cam Newton.
Michael Vick.
Cam Newton.
B, Cam Newton. C, Randall Cunningham. Or D, Josh Allen.
Cam Newton really
most
didn't have
rushing
success.
Touchdowns in a career.
Newton didn't have that much success for that long. I mean, the Panthers did well, made it to the Super Bowl, but that was, I mean, they weren't.
He was the whole team, though, year in and year out, even though they weren't great.
I'll give you guys two 50-50s today since you can't ask Callis.
All right, yeah, we'll take a 50-50.
All right. The 50-50 options are A, Michael Vick, or B, Cam Newton.
Man.
Michael Vick struck
me. Was that
me.
What you were thinking?
Man. Yep. I'm going to go B, Cam Newton.
You are correct.
Nice.
Let's go.
He had 75 rushing touchdowns, but here's the thing, guys.
Dang.
Josh Allen has 68. I think he's going to break that record this year.
Oh, this year for sure. For sure.
Yeah,
wow.
So
75.
That's crazy.
All right, next question.
75 rushing touchdowns. Next question. In 1989, the new Dallas Cowboy owner, Jerry Jones, held his first press conference to introduce himself and also fire Dallas' beloved legendary football coach, Tom Landry. The press conference is referred to as A, Death of America's Team, B, The Devil in America's Team, C, The Saturday Night Massacre, or D, The Gambler and His Cowboys.
D.
That is incorrect. It is called C, The Saturday Night Massacre.
Oh, my gosh. I said D because of the documentary. Jeez.
It was in the documentary.
Yeah, actually. I know. I just watched it. Jeez.
Oh, man. You should have had that one.
No, I can't be missing stuff. I can't be missing football questions. Man. That's ridiculous. Come on.
That's a good one. Come on.
That was a good one. I like that question. That was a good one. That was a good one. It was relevant because of the documentary, yes.
A millionaire question right there.
All right.
Last but not least, the rubber match. In more ways than another. Actually, I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but you know, hypothetically, the Steelers play the Browns. Joe Flacco could be the field general of the Browns in 2 weeks. You know, this could be the end. This could be the last time the Steelers play Joe Flacco. So what do you think the overall record wins and losses of Flacco versus Steelers are? A, 8 wins, 14 losses. Obviously, we're talking about Joe Flacco here, so he would have 8 wins and 14 losses. B, 12 wins, 10 losses. C, 11 wins, 11 losses. Or D, 13 wins, 9 losses.
50-50. 50-50 for sure.
50-50. Okay. So, B, 12 wins, 10 losses. And C, 11 wins and 11 losses.
I feel like you picked this question because he is exactly 500 against the Steelers.
I feel like it's not 500 because I feel like that would have been talked about a little bit. I feel like he has a winning record against the Steelers, especially last year. mm-hmm. beating the Steelers whenever he was with the Colts. Oh, man. Let's go. What is it? B, 12 wins, 10 losses.
10 losses. Okay. You are incorrect. This is Dallas. Actually the final.
I was right.
Could be the final rubber match. 11 and 11. So, honestly, like I said, Steelers win. They might have it. Flacco wins. He might hold that over the Steelers forever. I'm just saying. But you know what? Actually, I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think that's going to play out because I don't think Flacco's going to be a starting quarterback by then.
I agree.
I think Gabriel's going to be in, and then Mike Tomlin's going to get another win over a first-time quarterback.
Yep.
That's the script, and I'm sticking to it.
I agree. You're absolutely right. Oh, man. I went 1-2. I stink. All right. Thanks, Jake. Good talking to you.
All right, fellas. Have a great day.
You too. Man, Callis, I should have listened to you.
Well, that's rare.
That is rare. I was just about to be like, you know what, Callis?
Well, I'm learning how Jake's constructing the questions, and I thought, like, he looked up a fact. There was a fact he saw, and it was way more interesting that Joe Flacco's 11-11.
That's true.
And he hinted by saying it could be his final game. So I'm like, Jake wouldn't be asking this question if it were like a weird random record. 11-11 has some significance then.
Yeah.
If Joe Flacco's going to play his final game against the Steelers this year.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Man, I can't believe I missed that.